Paddy Callahan Henry had 13 popular books, and then, perhaps to signify more serious content, published the terrifically successful Becoming Mrs. Lewis as Paddy Callahan. Surviving Savannah is also a Paddy Callahan novel, and it too is serious business, about death, catastrophe, fate, guilt, God, depression, survival, love, luck, as Zorba would put it, the full catastrophe. There are two stories 180 years apart, two casts of characters. In 2018, our first-person narrator, Dr. Everly Winthrop of an old Savannah family, is a history professor at SCAD and a museum curator. She had, just a year earlier, endured a horrific event. At a parade, a drunk driver plowed into the crowd and killed Everly's best friend, Maura. It could just as well have been Everly who died. Why wasn't it? Although the real guilty party was the drunk driver, Everly is sunk in grief and very pointed survivor guilt, which has isolated her, cut her off from family and friends, from joy, from life. Perhaps Everly will be roused from her fugue state by working on a museum exhibit featuring the newly found wreckage of the steamship Pulaski, which went down in 1838. The chapters alternate between the two time periods. In those antebellum and anti-air conditioning days, some rich Southerners went north for the summer to escape the heat, bugs, malaria, yellow fever, etc., of their city, bringing their china, silver, and slaves. The Pulaski, 2 days out of Savannah, blows up 35 miles off the coast of North Carolina. Many are killed or drowned at once, but some cling to floating wreckage or manage to get into the leaky and inadequate lifeboats. Some hard choices have to be made. The survivors are in desperate straits, injured, burned, sunburned, dehydrated, in shock from seeing family and friends die. For 4 days, we observe these survivors who, though suffering intensely, still have time to think about and sometimes discuss their situation. Surviving Savannah is both a thriller like Titanic and a novel of ideas. The big questions arise. Was the boiler explosion God's will? What kind of God kills innocent people for no reason? Do we frail humans have any real power against the forces of nature? Are those forces malign or just indifferent? Are the survivors in some way chosen? Just luck? If you survive, does that mean you are saved for a reason? Perhaps to do something special? It turns out that some innocent and virtuous persons drowned, and some of the saved are pretty rotten, including a sadistic wife beater and a boy who grows up to be a notorious slave trader. Catastrophe has a leveling effect. Some become instantly aware of the relative worthlessness of their social caste, wealth, their trunks of gold and silver, and, as is often the case, they realize that time is short, life is short, and if there is someone you love, it would be good to tell them, soon, before the raft sinks. Then, Callahan reminds us, these characters, Everly and the shipwrecked ones, have to survive surviving, and some, saved, decide not to return, to seek a different life altogether. In the present, Everly immerses herself in reams of documents and, not unexpectedly, finds some healing in her work. Some might say it is better to ignore the past, let it lie. But bringing to light the stories of these long-forgotten people helps Everly bring herself back to life.